You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And this is a very exciting day because I get to see my friend that I haven't seen in like eons.
Eon Dion.
Oh my God. So funny. So our friend Dion is in the studio today visiting with us. And I'll introduce you. Her name is Dion Phillips Ford. And Dion is the eyelash maven of the century. She has a company called D-Lashes, where she does eyelash extensions, and I'll let you talk all about it. But this is so crazy because I don't even know how this came about.
I do.
How did Dion get on the show? Because like I've been friends with Dion for years.
We've talked about this before. I never go anywhere with you that you don't know a like ridiculous amount of people. People are always like, "Oh, Daniela," but it's so funny because my girlfriend from the time I was like, you know, 15 years old from New Jersey, Arlene Perlman. Arlene texts me and says, "Oh my God, I have this friend, Dion. She is incredible with lashes. Here's her information. You and Daniela should have her on Honest AF Show." I was like, lashes, I'm all about it. Let's go. Yeah. Let's do it. So then I emailed Dion, and Dion writes me back and says, "Oh, and I can't wait to see my girl, Daniela." And I'm like, wait a minute. What is going on here? And then Arlene texts me and says, "Oh, by the way, Dion knows Daniela." And I'm like, of course she does.
From Jersey to now.
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
It was so funny because I met Dion years ago. She used to work at Kate Somerville South.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And years and years ago. And yeah. I went in there and she did my lashes. And her and I just hit it off because we both have crazy families. And so we would sit there and talk and share stories. And I mean, who doesn't have a crazy family? Everybody does. And so we would just, you know, she would do my lashes and we would talk for hours.
Well, because it takes a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
At first it was taking me like 2 hours then. But which was great because I got all these great relationships I built over time. So yeah. Daniela was one
right.
of them.
Yeah. Right.
And then we just became like really good friends. And Dion actually knows Lori too.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She met yes. Lori, and Lori and her just like fell in love with each other right
yes.
away.
That's so great.
Yes.
Yeah. Lori was like
was
obsessed
that one of your
with Dion.
Actually one of your Oscar parties?
Was it?
You had an Oscar party, I think I met Lori or
yeah.
something else.
Yeah, we might have had like an Oscar party
yeah.
or a holiday party
it was
or
something.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we all went shopping at Barney's.
Yes, we did.
R.I.P. Barney's.
Yes.
Oh.
But yeah.
It was the meat in the shoe department.
Yeah.
All about the shoes.
All about the shoes.
Oh my God. Okay. Quick little funny story about Dion. It's just so funny. So Dion sends out an invite one day for her birthday.
When is your birthday, by the way?
February 20th.
Oh, another. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you're Pisces. Your first
Pisces.
Day of Pisces. Yeah.
And Aquarius. I'm on a cusp.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
So she sends out an invite one day and she says, I'm having a little birthday party. Nothing big, y'all. It's not. I'm not Beyonce. It's not a big deal. It's just a really small little party. And, you know, I hope you can make it. That's all she says. So I was like, I was really busy working that day. I was
yeah.
crazy busy. I had on like some, you know, stupid work outfit. But I wanted to go to her party. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go. So Frankie and I went together. And it was at a hotel.
It was at Mr. C Hotel.
Mr. C. Mm-hmm. That's it. It was at a hotel. And as I'm going up the elevator, I hear like all this music, like pumping, like crazy music. And then the doors open And I swear to God, I just walked into like freaking Mardi Gras. It was madness.
Amazing.
It was like carnival, Mardi Gras. I don't even know. It was absolute madness.
Yes.
The elevator door opens and there's like people running around like,
It was Brazilian dancers.
Crocodile.
I wanted sexy
you
at the
smell?
Party.
Oh,
you
I'm know. Sorry. Crocodile is farting what? And he smells. And yeah, there was all these like Brazilian dancers and drummers and a conga line going.
You walked right into that. I love it. Because I didn't tell the guests at all. I was like, there's a surprise coming.
Yeah.
Everyone, don't leave. Don't leave.
Oh, that's
yet.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was
I
crazy.
Love that.
And
yes.
There were like ice sculptures and a donut wall.
Just a little small get together.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. It was like
so
the most insane party.
I
it
was
so beautiful.
I was so happy that you came.
Oh, my God.
You and Frankie. I was so excited to see your faces.
Oh, my God.
That video of us dancing to like Prince.
That's so
yes.
good.
Yeah. That would be us.
Yes.
That would be us. It was such a fun party. It was such a blast. But it was hilarious because the whole invite was like, don't expect much. I'm not Beyonce, y'all.
That's
not gonna be
LA.
A big party.
This is LA. Everyone thinks that, you know, there's always a party here. So you have to make sure that you're like oh.
What a small world.
It's a small world. Thank you so much for having me, Daniela. I'm so excited to be here. And thank you for like
oh my
that
God.
Little party introduction.
Oh, we love having you. We're so happy that you're here.
I'm so excited. I was so excited to see that you have a podcast. I love
I
it so much. This is so fitting for you.
I know, right? I like to talk.
It's so fitting, but... Yeah, we first met Kate Somerville when I had just moved out here from New York City.
Wow.
And Kate was my client, and she goes, come to my spa and do lashes. And no one ever heard of lashes before.
Right.
The lashes that stay on for a while.
Right,
right.
You know what I mean? So when I went there, I said, just Mondays only, because I was still kind of, you know, dabbling in my modeling. I'm trying to, one toe in, one toe out, trying to, you know, transition out of it. And Mondays turned into a waiting list, like an 8-month waiting list.
Wow.
At Kate Somerville.
Yeah.
And Daniela, we used to have the best time, and I just connected. And only few people that you connect with, you know.
Without a doubt.
Yes, when they're sleeping. Me and her connected the whole time, so.
Yeah. I got to say, I love getting my eyelashes done by you. It feels so good. There's something about it. It
Aww.
Like it's very relaxing and
yeah.
it tickles a little bit. Like it feels good. It just feels good.
Yes.
I would just lie there. I'd be like, oh my God. I was like addicted to the feeling.
Yes. And everyone that you say that to, everyone that comes into the spa now, they just, they're out. They fall
They just
asleep.
Pass out?
They pass out.
But you're so funny and so fun to talk to.
I'm like, if this person only knew who I was, right. they'd fall asleep, right?
So right?
You know what I mean? But
they're missing out on the best
yes,
part.
They are.
Yeah.
But I just try to have them come in and zen out because of traffic and everything else going on in LA. So
how
did
in.
You start doing lashes? Like, how? I mean, because you were doing them before anybody else, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think Arlene will tell you, I'm probably the first person that she knew that anyone knew that did them. I like heard about them and I would travel. I mean, it was not something that you could, I didn't know that they did them at, that you did them at Kate Somerville. Cause I probably would have, that's why I would have met you there.
Yeah.
But so how did you start doing them?
It's so funny from the beginning when I was, my boyfriend now husband was back and forth out here in LA and I was doing that. I met Kate Somerville out at the, I think I went to her spa to get a facial or something. I forget what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did start doing her lashes. I would meet people out at auditions, on the street, in the grocery store line. And I started from my kitchen because I wanted to be cute at my auditions. That's the only reason why I did lashes.
Wow.
I would start cutting them up on myself and putting them on myself. Rather.
Right.
And one thing led to another. Girls were like, who does your makeup? Before Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And Brandy and Serena start coming to my kitchen from the beginning.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, everyone wants these lashes that stay on for several weeks.
Yeah.
So at the time, they were called extended wear lashes, not extensions. I used to call them extended wear because they were extended wear. And then Kate's like, come over to my spa, do lashes. And I was like, well, I really don't want to be in a workplace. I was still kind of like,
doing it from your house
or whatever. Modeling, whatever it is. And then it just blew up. It just blew up. And Paris came in next. And then I'm not sure that was after or before. I think it was after Paris Hilton came in and she mentioned me in People magazine on red carpets. And it just,
yeah,
I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. I just did lashes all day, all night.
Isn't it funny how life can take you in a completely different direction?
Different direction.
It's so wild.
It's wild. And I never thought I would have a business. I never thought I would have products. Never thought that I'll be sitting here talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's been a remarkable journey and I'm just happy to be doing
what
I love.
That's so great.
Yeah. And now she has her own place. You have your own place.
Yes. Yes.
And okay. So the lashes, let's talk about like if you get eyelash extensions, mm-hmm. how long do they last and how long, when do you need to get them filled again, mm-hmm. filled in?
So typically when you get eyelash extensions, you want to make sure the professional first is licensed because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people doing lashes
without
from YouTube
a doubt.
And just doing it because it's the new t-shirt thing to do, you know,
yeah.
the t-shirt line. And first off, there's several different types of eyelash extensions. So depending on what you want, your style, your shape, your size, the thickness, the full, you know, the naturalness, if you want that.
Right.
They would typically last up to 3 to 6 weeks,
okay.
depending on your lash growth. It all depends on your lash growth. Everyone has a different growth span. So typically you would get touch-ups like every 3 weeks, like yeah. 2.5 to 3 weeks. Some people want to come back. Me and Danielle, we did it every 2 weeks, I think, before.
Yeah, I think so.
She wanted one lash. If one lash was missing, we had to fix it. So
somehow that does not surprise me.
Yeah. So typically around that time, they would get touch-ups, come in, and now I created some other services called a lash facial. So I would do a facial, like hydrating mask and deep cleansing and of the eyes and the lashes, and then apply the lashes. So
I was going to ask you, nice. Do you also do like the lash, the curling, like the
lash lift?
Yes.
Yes. Now, thank God, the state board, we estheticians are now able to do lash lifts. We
oh, awesome.
Do before. And I lash tint. So I do some people who don't want to wear lashes up for an alternative to get lash lifts or
The tint.
Lash tint. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I have really long lashes, mm-hmm. but they're blonde as could be, and they're very straight. So I'm all about getting the tinted
yeah.
and the lift. But awesome.
And let me take yeah. 15 minutes to do that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, mm-hmm. that's awesome.
And yeah. it's so glamorous. Like if you have somewhere you're going, or if you're going on vacation, you
yes.
don't want to wear a lot of makeup.
Yes.
Because the great thing about having eyelash extensions is you don't need any mascara or anything.
Nothing.
If you're going on vacation, you wake up looking done.
Done.
Yeah.
I call it booty call ready.
True though, they're so beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're beautiful. It just depends on like the person's and their lifestyle. But most people who even have if they're heavy handed with everything they do,
yeah.
they're still convenient for everybody.
Yeah.
And I mm-hmm. think it's also a great thing for women that need reading glasses, because I have so many girlfriends that have such trouble putting on eye makeup
yes.
now.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's a nightmare. I have to get like, you know, magnifying mirror
yeah,
or whatever.
Totally.
So if you have your lashes done,
yes.
you're pretty much halfway done and
yes.
you don't have to deal, you know, unless you're going somewhere.
Right.
Because when you have lashes on, you look beautiful.
And done already.
I think everybody's like, I think most people are concerned with like, does it damage your mm-hmm. actual lashes?
Always.
Yeah.
They're always concerned about that. No, they do not damage your lashes. They basically just sit on top of your lash
mm-hmm.
until your cycles start growing out. So it appears as if you might have a nail, like a touch
yeah,
up of
yeah,
your
yeah.
nail. It appears a little bit longer over time, so it doesn't damage your lashes.
And how have the products changed, and what is the difference with your product than, you know, something else? Like, because you developed them,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So, how did you go about doing
She's
all
like
that?
She's like the lash queen.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's what
yes.
I've heard.
It's yeah. crazy. It's just, in the beginning, I was just literally cutting up strip lashes and placing individuals on my eyes. And then I would go to beauty supply stores where there's special effects makeup. And they
right.
would have like little single lashes. So, I was using the spearmint gum and different type of glues for the eyelashes to give the whole
Stay,
effects.
Yeah.
yeah. And then over time, you know, we've been copied.
I'm sure.
So the technology of the hair start manipulating. They were like hard plastic.
Yeah.
I think when we started, Daniela, they're so soft right now.
Yeah.
And they really emulate up real eyelash.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? So they're a little bit thicker, of course. And then you hear people talking about mink lash and their real lash. There's no such thing as mink lashes. They're just a finer
I was going to ask you, isn't there like fox and mink?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I'm a leaping bunny product. And I just like to keep it really, really just safe. I'm not going to ruin any animals trying to put some lashes on people's eyes.
Awesome.
You know,
right.
Animal cruelty free. But yeah, the technology has definitely changed over the years with, you know, softer, longer. Now you see 22-inch bundles on these girls' eyes these days.
Amazing.
Everything is like to the max right
yeah,
now, right?
They're putting like
three strips, but they're like
eyelashes
out here. Yeah. And I'm like, that is not in vogue.
That would really about? Be a, in, that would not work for you and I with our sunglasses.
No.
We're always wearing sunglasses. My eyelashes sometimes will hit my sunglasses as it is.
They actually will help you because they'll block you from the sun.
Shade you.
True. Okay, that works.
Yeah. It's like a shade.
Yes, it is. But yeah, it's been the technology has definitely changed over the years.
And how long does the process take? Like if someone comes to visit you for a full set of lashes, how long will they?
Typically, they take about like 2 hours for someone who's just beginning, you know, to learn how to do eyelashes or, you know, haven't racked up that 10,000 hours that I have over the years. But for me, like a quick hour, hour and a half, maybe the most to talk to you and prep you, let you know the aftercare, before care, how to wash your face, how to, you know.
Right, because you can't get them wet for a minute, right?
No, you can now. You can get them wet.
Wow, see, it was 100 years ago that I did this, so I get it.
You can get them wet. Some people still say that, but you can get them wet. The whole purpose.
How could you not get them wet? You still have to shower and
they
wash
your face. They used to say you couldn't wet them for 24 hours. Oh. So like to use wipes to take your makeup off at night or just for one day.
Yeah.
So I would always shower before I went.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you have the till the next day to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so funny because some of the things from the beginning, I knew people were going to, you know, start manipulating the product and the ideal. You know this, Daniela.
Yeah.
I would say things on purpose about the product just to see how fast it gets out there.
That's smart.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew people would start copying after a while. So that was one of the things of you can't get it wet for 24 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, when people come to me, then I had a different story.
Yeah.
You can get them wet, you know?
Yeah.
So I just did little things of that industry, moving to LA and seeing how things move so fast here.
Right.
Yeah. At the time, it was just, I put in those hours, like I didn't sleep, I didn't eat. So my timing was on it. So I got it done faster on people.
Oh, yeah.
And precisely. So, yeah.
I know, I remember because I sleep like on my side and sometimes on my face. So it depends on like if you sleep on your side or on your face, you're going to lose more eyelashes, right?
Yeah.
And so you need to come in and get them filled, you know,
touched up.
Sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like if you, you know, they're softer now, so they'll bounce back in place.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So they're not like, you know, crushing your face and you don't have like, I hate to say this, but you don't have like a, you know,
crease or whatever.
Crease face or your face is drooping on one side.
Yeah.
Do you train people to do it too? Since you said like, you know, you're so, I mean, you can only do so many people a day yourself.
Oh my God. That's been a challenge. Yes. I do train people actually through the pandemic because I couldn't be inside the salon.
Right.
With the shutdown, I started creating a curriculum for beauty academies who couldn't be in classrooms.
Oh.
So I started teaching to all the beauty academies throughout the pandemic on a mannequin on a Zoom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just pitched them, you know, that I can teach. They wanted someone in the industry who's actually working, you know.
That's incredible.
I created my own jobs by, you know, creating beauty academies, but
that's so cool.
Yeah, but yeah, I do them on mannequins or on people, and I do teach people. I did have several lash techs and estheticians that are helping me, and when I have events or pop ups and like that, I have those girls come with me.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm.
What should people expect to pay for a set of lashes?
To expect, depending on your location, Los Angeles, I call it Floss Angeles.
Yes.
Typically with me, when I first started, I was $475 because I was the only one in the world doing eyelash extensions. And then now it's between like $375 to $275, depending on the type of lash. Because now there's different styles that you can get to reduce that.
Yeah.
And then touch-ups between like $85 and $100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the touch-ups don't take that long either,
no,
right?
No, they feel like maybe an hour. Less than an hour.
Yeah. And what about the tint and the lift?
The tint and the lash lift is normally like 50. Just is something simple. It's like 15 minutes. Right. And I don't really charge that. A lot of my clients want to get their brows colored or their lashes colored. Or really blonde, you know, hairs I can't see. I usually tint them prior to the lash extensions.
That's me. Guys come in and do their lashes?
Oh, my God, yes.
No, they don't. Really?
Yes, they do. I have more guys than people would think.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because sometimes they're scorching them. Scorching their lashes or their brows, you know, lighting up a cigarette or the fireplace or just want them for the stage. Like right now I do someone on stage and I travel back and forth to Vegas doing his lashes.
Well, Vegas, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can see men doing it because they don't wear most of them don't wear makeup. So then if your lashes are done, it might just give you that extra little bit of, you know, whatever.
Huh. I mean,
who I'm going to get my eyebrows microbladed is all based upon men. I think these guys do an incredible job, but there are a lot of men that get their eyebrows microbladed so that they could have decent eyebrows and not have to, like, you know, deal with trimming them and trying to shape
the
them
eager
and all that.
Alan Poe effect.
Frankie is obsessed with your eyelashes.
It.
She does, like, you know how Frankie's been doing all these makeup looks on her Instagram? She uses all of Dion's products.
And I love sending her products.
That's
and things.
So great. Yes. So you have temporary ones too?
Yeah. So what I did was I created those two things. You said something earlier about eyeliner and people who can't wear lashes. I created an eyeliner glue. Mm-hmm. Through the pandemic for people to apply the lashes. It's not magnetic. You just go in and straight apply the lashes to your lash line without any kind of trouble. But that makes it easier for the application. So I have the eyeliner lash glue. It's called a de-adhesive eyeliner pen. It's a felt pen.
I have to get that for Randy.
I have that for you. I brought that.
Oh, thank you.
And then there's individual lashes and strip lashes for people who can't get to me. I created lash extensions, strip lashes that look like extensions.
Amazing.
So they emulate eyelash extensions. So I still have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so cool. And Frankie uses all her stuff. She loves it.
I love her
looks. She's like all excited. She's like, oh my God, Dion's coming.
Really? I love her looks. She's so cute.
Oh, she's incredible.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. I'm so excited. Where are you? How do we...
I'm in Beverly Hills.
Oh, very nice.
In Beverly Hills, right there in San Vicente and Wilshire, on Wilshire Boulevard.
Okay, I know where that is.
Oh, so you're not in the same place? You moved, right?
Yeah, I moved off of Pico. So they closed that building.
Oh,
so
okay.
I moved to another... I'm inside of Salon Republic. Salon Republic
is a beauty.
Oh,
I love Salon Republic.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, they're inside there. It's great for businesses, for small businesses to without having the overhead of a large business.
Yeah,
but
it's nice too as a client.
Yeah.
I love them because I get my roots done and my color done from a girl at a Salon Republic. Mm. And I love that it's just... one-on-one
and private.
It's so nice and it's not all that, you know, it's just
so you guys like the idea of having one-on-one versus being in the salon.
I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, I love it.
I do. Yeah, especially since the pandemic.
And you do house calls too, though, right?
What's that?
You do house calls too.
Yeah, I mean, constantly. I have one after here. Yeah. So,
She's like, what time is it?
I'm on right now because of the pandemic. I was doing house calls throughout that whole time for my same clients, some new clients. And then right now I just extended my Monday, Tuesdays to be house calls only because I'm just... Because
Lord knows, we're all wearing masks. You got to...
Right.
You got to
enhance those eyes.
It's all about
make
the
your eyes.
Eyes
look good.
Expressive. Yeah. We have to be more expressive because people don't know when you're smiling. So I wink now. I do a lot of winking. Hey, how you doing?
I was thinking about that the other day because I'm always like trying to like smile at someone. And I'm like...
And you look squinty.
Yeah.
Your eyes get lost.
Yeah.
You know,
when
you start smiling, it's like, so I'm in the mirror practicing. How can I be more expressive? Because I'm already expressive when
we're not smizing like Tyra Banks tells us to do. Smile with your eyes, whatever.
Right. And you think everyone's mad at you because they're, you know, squinting.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. So,
I'm so excited about these products.
So how do people find you? You're in Beverly Hills. Is there a website?
My gosh. Yes. My website is dlashes.com. And they can find me on all social platforms, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. D-Lashes Consistent or D-Lashes by Dion Phillips. I'm a TikToker as well. And I'm a, you know, I'm a Reels girl. So I'm always on Reels. So I'm a little cuckoo. So don't judge me.
Oh, I'm excited.
No, she's fun.
I'm
she's
trying to get my transitions like the little youngins do.
Yes. Yes.
The transitions.
Yeah. That is just crazy. I know. The marketing world now is so completely different.
Oh my God. It's so different.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be a whiz at marketing. You got to be a whiz at technology. You got to, you know, your product. There's so many things you have to do.
You do. You have to, I mean, I'm literally like 8 different people in my business as a business owner. You know,
wearing so many different hats.
Yeah. And I love it. I mean, because it, you know, back in the old days, you know, we had to hit the streets, you know, the coffee shops, like I said earlier, the gas stations, the grocery store lines.
Yeah.
I know how to market, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I just got to learn how to transition into a TikTok.
Yeah. You know? You just need one of these TikTokers to, you need Addison Rae to wear your lashes.
Yes.
And then we're never going to see you or hear about you. It's going to be like, you know, 5 people down the line or something.
Yes.
But,
a couple of them went viral. But sometimes when I post me and my husband, they don't want to see lashes. I post me and my husband and I go like my videos go like crazy.
Really?
It's so funny.
So funny.
My husband's like a somewhat famous guitarist. And I mean, he would consider himself a very famous guitarist. But anyway, he gets more, he's crazy on social media. Everyone loves his Instagram.
Oh, he's back
he'll
to
play
his
these...
couples therapy. Which
yes,
is relationship therapy.
He does them for you. He literally does them. Did Daniela mention anything about my Instagram post? I'm like, no, Zach, she will. I'm sure. He's like, oh, well, I just was wondering if she said anything. But he will do like an instructional, like little like guitar thing on Instagram. And he gets, you know, whatever, 100,000, whatever. But then if he does some kind of silly, corny
relationship
therapy nonsense or something. It's like it goes.
Oh, it's hilarious!
It's like
yeah,
in the hundreds
it.
Of
really?
Thousands. It's
oh
like
God.
People. He's like, they don't want to see me play guitar. They want this. I'm like, yeah, no, you need to play guitar. But, you know, it's funny.
So funny. I'm into Kevin Bacon right now.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's on TikTok or he's on Instagram.
He's on TikTok and he plays with his goat, so he's singing with his guitar.
Oh my God!
And his goats are.
Didn't
bucking
somebody
him?
Tell us about his? Does he have a YouTube channel too that he's like has gone crazy?
Really?
Yeah. Him, it's so funny. Him and was it Cedra? What's her name? Kira Cedric. Yeah. I used to see her at the salon as well.
Oh, really?
A lot. Yeah. But he did a TikTok last week and I kept posting it all week. I'm like, this is my vibe today.
That's so
and
great.
He's dancing to Bruno Mars.
I love him.
I gotta check it
he's
out.
He's phenomenal.
He's funny. So cute.
Yeah, he's really great.
Yeah. So it's been challenging during the times, but other than that, it's been great watching TikTok.
So excited about all your products and everything. So cool.
So we talk about this a lot on the podcast that we were just talking about menopause.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Are you?
Because I'm now 53 since that was Are 3 you... years since the party.
Okay.
I was turning 50 from 50th birthday party.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
I just turned 53.
You did?
Yeah. Happy in November. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Are you going through menopause now?
So I was forced into menopause twice. So in my 20s, I was forced into menopause from medication from fibroids.
Wow. Okay.
But I got out of it. They tried to stop me from growing these tumors.
Right.
Yeah.
And then fast forward, the tumors just kept growing over the years. I had several surgeries. And then unfortunately, I had a hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 months, I'm like, why is it hot in here?
Yeah.
Scratching my head, the heat was coming through my scalp. My nose starts sweating and underneath.
Wow.
I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, oh my God, this is it.
Yeah.
And so because of my uterus is gone. And so I actually was introduced by one of my famous clients. I went to a doctor, Dr. Prudence Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys heard of her.
Yep.
And
She's in Santa Monica, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was introduced to bioidentical hormones, which helped me. So I don't sweat anymore.
Yeah.
And it's anti-aging. And it's been great.
And is it the bioidentical hormones that you're taking, is it a pill, patch? Or?
This is actually a lotion.
Oh, so it's
a lotion I rub on my butt, on my fatty tissue.
Uh-huh.
And then they just get blood samples and see where your levels are at. So I know exactly where your levels are at so I can make sure that I'm reaching those levels.
Right.
I'm going over and then I don't feel anymore. I can sleep because I was buying cold pillows with gel in it.
Oh my God, it's the worst thing ever.
I was putting
ever.
My face in the freezer.
Yeah.
you know, I was crying at, you know.
Yeah. No,
at the stoplight.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's absolutely terrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And then, so.
But I'm sure you have a lot of clients in our stature or our age group because you do lose your lashes.
Yeah, you do.
You lose your lashes, you lose your eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know, it must be amazing. The lashes must be incredible for that reason.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
I'm a big Revita Lash Advance girl.
Are you good?
So my lashes are like, you know, really long, but I do need to see you because they're straight and they're blonde. And I always loved, I did the lash extensions in the day. Mm-hmm. I started to have a reaction to it. Mm. Arlene knows. I'm the one that got Arlene into it.
Wow.
And
there's a couple of reasons
plus years
why
ago.
That happens too with the, it's a certain ingredient called cyroclironate. And
I figured it had to be something
of it. And also the immune system.
Interesting.
Of people, I found that just through research and working with labs and stuff, that if it's weakened a little bit, that could affect it as
interesting.
Well. But with the eyelash, the lack of eyelash growth and eyebrow growth, there's vitamins, you know, you can take. There's Nutrafol.
Uh-huh.
And there's, of course, omegas and all your supplements that you need.
Yeah.
You just need to find out where your levels are at. So make sure that your supplements are just attacking, you know, whatever it needs, the nutrients that you need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Awesome.
As we get older, we're not eaten as much. We're not the nutrients, we've lost a lot of it. So we need those extra nutrients, the collagen especially.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because your skin is magnifique.
I'll take it. But some little bit of masking happens sometimes. So you gotta get salicylic
acid
once
in a while.
And AHA, BHA cleansing. So that's why I do the cleansing during the services sometimes for some people.
Is there a product that you can't live without that you think is just amazing?
Oh my God, there's a product I love because there's never was one really for us as an African-American woman. Mm-hmm. It's called Black Girl Sunblock. Anybody can wear it.
Black Girl Sunblock? How cute.
Because we never really, every sunblock we had built this white cast over our face.
Right!
Totally.
You know what I mean?
So wrong.
No product for us.
Without
you know
a doubt.
I mean?
So wrong.
Yeah. So I'm you know, plugging Black Girl Sunblock because I love it. It's a moisturizer and a sunblock, and we need to protect our skin.
Love
at all times. You
That's
know what I mean?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I use that. And RX Glow is a friend of mine. She is actually a doctor, and she created this moringa and vitamin C that I use daily. Great for texture and brightening.
Nice.
I love it. And it's around the eyes area. Yeah.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I love it.
That is great.
Yes.
I love that, the name of that, Black Girl
Sunblock.
Sunblock.
Isn't it cute?
Such a cute name.
It's
yeah.
so cute. And the bottle is great. It's so cute.
I
so
saw that on Instagram.
You did?
Yeah.
I met them at a beauty show. I met her at a beauty show. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I put it on my hand at the time. And I was like, oh my God, there's not a white cast.
No.
And that's the whole, you know, majority of reasons why we, you know, try to find one. Or we mix it in with the foundation or something from the past. But great products are actually happening right now.
Yeah,
for us.
That is awesome. I love that.
I'm just so excited. I need to, you know,
I love that you guys are doing the podcast.
I know. Yeah, we started it just because Barb and I were just, you know, we started looking at each other's texts to each other. And
I know.
Literally, all of our texts to each other were about products,
I know.
Procedures,
yes.
and shit to try and keep us young.
Yes.
And so I was like, Barb, we should talk about this conversation like on a podcast because other people are probably going through the same shit we are.
Yeah.
And
so
we
what about,
talk
like
about
menopause
it.
For you guys? Like, have you?
Yeah. I all of a sudden, just like about 3 weeks ago, it
really?
Started for me. Yeah. All of a sudden, I started like just sweating and having these hot flashes that felt like panic attacks.
Oh my God. Let me tell you, get the cold pillow. There's a cold pillow for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And go see Dr. Prudence or someone who really experienced
that. Well, I did.
That.
I went to go see my doctor and he ran a hormone panel on me.
I love it.
And so I'm on a little patch. I'm doing HRTs. So,
yes. I tried to do that. It made me bloated.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I do worry about that because, you know how like when you go on the pill, you go on the pill, you gain weight.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, you know, if I'm
not
going
doing
hormones,
anything that's
I might
making
gain
my
weight.
Damn boobs bigger.
Exactly.
I'm just not doing it.
Exactly. Because
definitely made my boobs are getting bigger.
Really?
Definitely.
Yes,
they're not
they
staying
will.
In the bra at all. At all. I mean, they never did to begin with, but now really it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm always
I would say Nina too, boob. Another product, sorry to cut you off, but another product is apple cider vinegar and lemon juice.
Mm.
It stops inflammation.
Yeah.
Anywhere in your body.
Yeah.
And
it's also
helps.
A really good natural diuretic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so
Zach
it's
takes
great.
A shot of that stuff every day. And I'm like, oh, I cringe when I watch him. I'm like, I'll do the gummies, but I'm
yeah,
not.
The gummies are great. But you're supposed to dilute it in water. And water and lemon juice.
He does it like a straight up shot.
Oh, really? No.
But it does work.
Messes with your teeth.
Oh, so, interesting.
It breaks down your enamel.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'll have to
the vinegar, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anything you want to know, or I literally have my clients listen to, is I'm a huge Dr. Berg fan. Mm. He knows so much on YouTube.
Dr. Berg.
B-E-R-G.
Oh, okay.
And I listen and find out so many different things. He'll tell you why. In those short little videos, he'll tell you why something's not working. And he's a big keto guy, so I'm a keto girl. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, cool.
And
my husband does his own version of it, but keto-ish, yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I listen to him a lot, and I get a lot of information regarding my body and what it's doing. And now that I'm older, like, I'm so much more in tune before we just go to sleep with our makeup on, and which was bad.
Yeah.
And
I never did that.
You know, it's,
I've always been a good girl when it comes to my skin.
No sun.
I'm one of five girls, and my mother was like a stickler. My mother was the first person that ever told us when we were like kids, take a tiny bit of Vaseline and put them on your eyelashes at night. It'll make your eyelashes beautiful.
Works.
And I did it like when I was like 7 and 8 years old.
That's
my mother
right.
would be like,
that really
still
does
works.
Work.
It works. Yeah.
I mean, you probably can't use them with lash extensions.
You can't, exactly. You can't like press on the lash line of it. But I sometimes actually recommend that for some people who are thinning on their brows. You know
really?
What I mean? But most of the time, the omega, if you're lacking an omega, fatty acids, the ends of your brows start getting thin.
Oh.
So that's when you know.
What the hell is this aging shit?
I know.
It is absolute you could also lose the tails of your brows from having underactive thyroid.
Yes.
Haley Ray, that's how they died first when she was a little girl. They were like, oh, she doesn't have the tails on her eyebrows. We're going to have her tested for Hashimoto's.
Yes.
She has hypothyroidism. That's a full telltale sign about hypothyroidism.
Wow. Yeah.
That's so true. Crazy stuff.
But also aging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like everything is aging.
Yes, everything. But we just try to protect as much as we can.
Yeah, so the Vaseline on your eyebrows helps to keep it...
like growing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really, you know, conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Look
like
at that.
Oil treatment.
Learn something
on
new every single day.
Every day. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right.
I love it.
Well, cool. Well, thank you, Dion.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to meet you.
And I want to say I'm in Guns N' Roses studio over here.
Gilby studio.
Gilby. I love it. So I'm just really
Gilby
proud
studio.
Of
He's got all the Beatles. Have you seen the new Beatles documentary?
No,
it's so good.
You gotta watch it.
Oh, it's so good.
I watch. I keep in tune on Instagram with what you guys do, and especially when you were at Dodger Stadium doing something before.
Oh, yeah. Gilby did a show at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I love that.
It was a fundraiser for the homeless.
Yeah.
They ended up raising like millions of dollars.
That was amazing.
Yeah. It was really good.
I want to give a shout out to my Toledo, Ohio. I'm originally from Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, cool.
So I grew up with all this music.
Yeah.
And my inner rocker girl, I'm a drummer. So
you do play drums?
Yes.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
You know
that? No, I didn't know that.
I told you.
You know, Gilby's from Cleveland.
Is he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Ohio. Oh my God. I love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I left for New York when I was 19 as a model. So, but all my Toledo, Ohio people, I grew up with rock and roll.
Yeah, in totally.
Toledo.
With the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So,
rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
what music do you listen to?
I listen to everything.
Everything?
Right now, I listen to everything. But I can't get into... Everything's so aggressive now with saying the P word and the B word.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I'm old or what.
I hear
older,
you.
Wiser. But it's just too aggressive for me.
Yeah,
but I still.
You're not listening to WAP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They take that word out. Yeah, it's fine. But I like a lot of music. But right now I'm into just everything and maybe. All my 90s and
I love 90s
80s
movie.
Music. You know, at the party, all I had was 80s and 90s music at my party I wanted to play.
I've been on a TLC kick lately.
Really?
Yeah, listening to old TLC
I saw them on their video channel the other day when I was on the elliptical. They had, it was like a full hour of their music. It was really
That's
brought
amazing.
Me back. It was very
yes.
good.
I get on my kicks. Like, I go through, like...
Me too.
I get like, oh, I want to hear all my like 90s fun music. Like, I'll be listening to like TLC, Salt-N-Pepa.
Yes.
Just I don't know, Toni Braxton.
Yes. Oh my God. I was Toni Braxton as I pack products. Yeah. I was just a Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
And right now I'm into these new artists like on Instagram. I try to like, so I use Instagram stories as my soundtrack.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? For like posting pictures, I just use as my soundtrack. But I'm into, I like anything with bass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
right now,
cool.
A-Marie, which is my Lachette, my client, A-Marie. Just one thing, that drum line at the beginning. I can't do it. But
yeah. Cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I'm all over the place with my music. Like, I'll just like, I'll do that. And then I'm just listening to like, you know,
Norma Dorso, like me.
I mean, I listen to everything, but you know, I'm a huge Prince fan.
Can we talk about one thing though? Did you guys watch the Sex and the City thing, speaking of music?
I have not watched it yet.
Okay.
I haven't watched it
yet. I haven't watched it yet.
I was hoping you guys watch it. I should have talked to you.
Is it so good?
It's good. Yeah.
It sounds disappointing.
It's refreshing to see and just brings back memories of that time, you know. You know, speaking of music, I used to be one of those music video girls and all those music videos.
Right.
TLCs and all those. But just seeing like, you know, Sex and the City, I still watch it at night before I go to sleep, you know.
We were just talking about what shows you watch before you go to sleep, and you said Schitt's Creek.
I love Schitt's Creek.
Sex and the City is always on too.
Yeah. Sex and the City is always on.
We get stuck watching Family Guy and Seinfeld.
Seinfeld and Family Guy. Curb at night, too.
I love
Curb.
Are
you really?
Yeah, I love Curb.
Curb is so funny.
Zach won't let us watch Curb unless he's not going to fall asleep because he wants to watch it. So he's like, no, tonight's not a Curb night. Just put on Family Guy. So if we fall asleep, we don't care.
Yeah, Family Guy keeps us happy before we go to sleep.
So you enjoyed Sex and the City?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But some things I was annoyed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was annoyed.
Oh.
And I was reading articles all
You and Peloton.
Yeah, Peloton is really
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
They're pissed off.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I don't blame them in a way, though. But then today, did you see they did a recanter? Chris Noth.
Yeah, they're doing like an advertisement for them.
Yeah, they're like, because they feel so bad. I mean, they tanked their stock.
They did.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because it reminds me of an employee who didn't give all the details. You know what I mean?
I'm sure that offends you too because what you do, right?
Yeah, so it hits home. They didn't give all the details of like, you're going to be in the movie Sex and the City, but they didn't say how or why.
Yeah,
so it was the writers.
That's what Peloton said.
Yeah.
They gifted them the friggin' Pelotons.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they asked for permission. Could they use the name?
Excited, thinking, ooh, we're going to get the best.
Yeah.
So whoever did the product placement deal didn't really follow through.
Wow.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, but I liked it. I was up looking for this Chanel Rose on eBay and everything that Carrie had on.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, because I'm into my blazers right now. You know,
we had a moment where we were talking about that too, where it's like
So is it a movie or is it a series again? A
series.
It is a series again. Okay.
It's a series.
It's funny. This ring, my diamond ring, it's black diamond. It is the exact ring that Big bought Carrie Bradshaw.
Is it?
Except mine's in rose gold. Yeah, I'll show it to you. I remember when Big proposed to her, he said, I got you a black diamond because you couldn't have just something typical. You needed something as special as you. And so Zach had said to me for the years, like, when I get you a diamond, what would you want? And I said, because I'm a 90s girl, so I had just the Eternity band. Right. And so I said, oh my God, well, I love black diamonds. Mm-hmm. And there was this diamond that Big gave Carrie in Sex of the City. And oh my God, that's what I would want. So I was just Googling online. It was our 25th anniversary a couple years ago. And I was Googling online. And the guy who designed it, and who's the woman that does their wardrobe? Very famous.
Patricia Fields.
Yeah, yes. Patricia Fields. Found this guy and had him make this ring for her. So I Googled it, still makes the ring. And I emailed him and I said, could you make it for me in rose gold? He's like, absolutely. So this is the Sex and the City ring.
Oh my God, I love it.
I
did not know that.
Yeah,
I wonder if his sales went up or the price went up, as they say.
I'll show you. He's still, his name is Ite Malkin and he's incredible.
You have to send him info because I may want a ring.
Story.
Yeah, I thought for sure I told you that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I have a very sordid Sex and the City story. I was at Rite Aid going to get a prescription. I was standing in line trying to get my prescription filled. And there was some guy standing behind me, and he was standing like too close. You know how people are like in your space?
Yes.
I could hear him breathing. and I could feel his breath on me. See, like, and I was like, what the hell?
Carrie's Sex in the City ring. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what the hell? Who is this person breathing down my neck? And I turn around to shoot him a dirty look and tell him to back up.
Uh-huh.
And it was Mr. Big.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, oh, you're fine.
I met him in a bar in New York, too, years ago.
It's the Sex in the City ring.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
I don't know. It's like a, it was not inexpensive.
Right. It went down and went up.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you, Barb.
Yeah.
I
had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have the ring and I want the Chanel rolls.
Oh, there you go.
For my blazer. So I have a whole like folder of all these.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I am sure you do. All right. Well, Dion, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
It's so great to meet you. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for our goodie bags.
Yes, I can't wait for you to see them.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Should we look through them now so we can see what's in there? Because I'm sure everybody's going to want to know.
So I did something in there. So that is a brand that I'm the ambassador for.
Ooh, it's called Touchland.
Touchland is a hand sanitizer.
Ooh, that's amazing. Look at this.
Oh, that's
a citrus hand sanitizer. We all need that.
I'll show you a little sample of it. But
how cool is that?
I love products that I put a lot of products in there that I love and that I use now. But this is like the hand sanitizer.
Uh huh.
Oh, awesome. Thing.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, it smells just so like lovely.
It's conditioning. So I think it's cute. It's conditioning. Keep it in your
looks
purse.
Like a little iPhone.
Yeah, it's super cute. A hydrating hand sanitizer, and it's by Citrus Grove.
And they had different scents, so
really lovely. Cute. That's nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. And D Lashes has their own, what is this? A candle.
Yes.
Oh, how beautiful.
That's the Rose Gold Edition.
Ooh.
And that three different scents is the signature white tea that I have.
Oh, I love that.
And then there's
the
black one.
So
I sold out of the black ones right now. So I was going to bring you a black because, rock and roll girl. And
gorgeous.
And that's the rose gold edition. So
I wanted to bring
a little piece of the D Lashes environment.
That's great.
For that. So,
yes. And ooh, what is this? This is by a brand called Beauty Cult.
Yes. They're in Redondo Beach. Is a friend of mine. She is a doctor. And I go there and get my Botox.
Okay. We need to know about her.
And that's one of her brands that she gave me.
Oh,
actually.
Cool.
Yeah. I love all her products.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. It's an SPF.
SPF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know that's got my name written all over
it.
Yes. That's awesome.
And that's because that says...
Oh my God, it says Frankie on it. Frankie
Rolls. That's so cute.
A matte lipstick.
And thank you, Frankie Rolls, their cosmetic line as well. And they send me products and things like that. So, I thought it'd be cute to send Frankie.
That's so great.
There's another one in here. Is this also Frankie?
I think so,
Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah, Frankie Rose.
Thanks
and this
lip
one
gloss.
Is an eye pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Thank
you. Yeah, there's anything
else
in there?
Thank you. Can't wait to come see
there's
you.
There's more stuff in that other box as well.
Oh, there's another box. Okay. Uh-huh.
Is this cool. your stuff? Uh-huh.
This is the
awesome.
Dion box.
Yes.
Oh,
the little D Lashes box.
D Lashes goodies. Wow.
It'd be great if you can open it.
I don't want to break my new jelly
nails.
Don't
break your new nails.
I got these new nails. Look at these, Dion. You're going to be so jealous.
They're
jellies. You see, they're clear.
I love
it's a
them.
Oh my God, I
they're
love
jelly
those.
Nails. They're red, but they're tinted red, but they're actually clear. They're
I
clear.
Love it.
Isn't
I
that
love
cute?
Them.
They have all different color jellies.
And it's like a process?
It is. It's called Gel X.
Oh, that's
so,
a Gel X.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's Gel X, but they have jelly colors, which are clear colors. They're not like thick, opaque
I
colors.
Love
oh, I
them.
Like that.
I have to
do
that.
Isn't
that
cute? I just had my nails done
they have them in all different colors.
I want that.
Yeah,
except the gel
I'm just
X.
desperately trying not to break
okay,
them, but I want to see what's going
you.
On in here.
I won't do that. You can't
but,
do that.
But make sure you check out D Lashes and Dion's company. And if you
so
are
excited.
Interested in getting eyelash extensions,
yes.
she has all kinds of great
goodies.
Eyelashes and goodies.
Yes.
Oh, how cute is this? This is like a little...
And the
little cute.
Oh, nice.
So that is my new celebrity favorite cosmetic bag. It's called the Lash Dash, I call it. To keep
oh,
all your
so
lashes
cool.
in it.
Oh,
cool.
And
love it.
It's a cosmetic bag. I just didn't want to,
oh, it's got,
develop
it's
something.
With lashes.
Isn't that great?
Tons of fun lashes. Yeah.
Lashes. The eyeliner pen is in there. Is in that bag as well. The dehisive.
Oh, my God. Fun.
There's different lashes. I think there's eyeliner in there and a lip balm in there that I have as well.
Oh, so cool. Thank
you. So the kit now, that kit is not on my site as of yet.
Okay.
I was just launched on a brand called 13 Loon that offers luxury black brands.
Oh, nice.
It gives us a space in the retail space.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And we also launched in 600 JCPenney. So I'm in JCPenney now.
Ooh. Yes. Dion, yes, good for you.
Yes.
Congrats. Amazon, that's amazing.
And JCPenney and a couple of little boutiques. So
it's about time.
Yes, about time. That's the plan. Yeah. So the plan is right now just raising funds so I can, you know, create more products.
That's
more,
amazing. You know, good for you.
Yeah.
Yay. Yep. Good, yep. Good.
So excited.
Okay. So make sure to check out Dion on D-Lashes is her Instagram.
Yes.
And her Facebook and Twitter and everything
Instagram.
Else, right?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check and your website, D-Lashes.com?
D-Lashes.com. Yes,
awesome.
My website. And I have an app. If you download the D-Lashes app, you get all the recent press and everything that's on there. Also, you can book an appointment on the website.
I was going to say, can you book with you? Okay, I'm downloading it right now.
On the app or the website, or even Instagram. I always put up links on there, and I show the space that we're
that's
in.
That's so great.
And yeah, make sure to follow her. She's funny on Instagram.
It's so
very
much
entertaining.
Is that how Arlene found you?
Arlene, she always watches my Instagrams. Yeah.
Yeah.
But figured. Arlene actually is good friends with my childhood best friend from Toledo, Ohio.
Shut up.
Who lives out here now in Burbank.
Who?
Her name is Rebecca Prepan.
Oh, I know of Rebecca. I know so, of her. I think I've met her once.
How funny is this?
She does the CBD products, right?
Yeah. She has some CBD products, but she's also a psychologist.
Oh.
And she does these intention groups or goddess groups every second or first moon or whatever it is. But me and her met when we were models.
Wow.
And we've been childhood friends since we were kids. And her kids, she moved out here because
Bill
kids,
manages them, right?
Yes. They were on Disney. Her daughter, Fallon, is my goddaughter.
Oh, wow.
And Fallon and Robert.
Mother. Okay.
A cute name.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's beautiful. I love those kids. They're so smart. And I'm just happy to have someone who like knows me also here.
That's great.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. So
that's how Arlene and I know each other. And I hooked her up with Bill.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I love that.
My husband's mother was a casting agent in New York City, and she taught a child's television acting workshop.
Uh-huh.
And
what was her name?
Joan Weiland. She was a huge casting director in the day.
Uh-huh.
And my mother-in-law sold her business to the Perlmans, and they had their child acting workshops at the time in New Jersey.
Oh my gosh.
And then Bill obviously is a manager, incredible.
Right.
But and I used to work for them.
Oh my gosh.
And I hooked Bill and Arlene.
I love that.
That's funny. That's
and I didn't
crazy.
Even know they were agents or managers. I have no idea. We just hang out at pizza places and I come up.
I mean, Arlene's just, you know, she does some of his stuff,
yeah.
But Bill is the manager. But I know of Rebecca from the CBD because her stuff is incredible.
Yeah, she makes it. And we've been, oh my gosh, we've been hitting the pavement since we were kids, me and this girl.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Dion, one last question before you leave.
Yes.
Is there anything on your wish list?
My wish list?
Christmas wish list.
Oh, my God. My Christmas wish list. Well, right now that Chanel
rolls. Oh, yeah.
Rolls.
Those. That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
now I want
so
that
good.
Ring.
Yeah. Good. It's good.
Now I want the black diamond.
Send this episode straight to the hubby.
I sure will.
Yeah. Well, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For visiting us.
Yes,
and
for me.
Thank you so much.
Make sure to check Dion out. And if you have any other products or subjects that you want us to tackle, hit us up on our socials. Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. And until next time, take care. Bye,
bye everybody.
Bye. Thanks for having me. Lash out.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.